Yeah, we'll get the outtakes going.
All right. I'll follow your lead.
All right, this is my costume. I'm Santa Claus, and I rode in on my...
How does it look?
I love it. I love the unicorn. That's fantastic. Yeah, that represents Onapsis as the unicorn.
It does, yeah.
There you go. I love it. All right. Let's see. Hopefully we'll get that in for the outtake. Virginia. Okay. So I was reviewing this, and I don't think I'm going to talk to the rapid reset. I think we're just going to kind of move on from that. I think I was going to talk about... I see where Virginia was going with the Klopp ransomware and the articles, because I was quoted in them. And that went to, let me bring those back up again. Oh, that's right. Yeah. SysAid. It was the IT help desk and support service automation.
Okay.
Yeah. So it goes back to making sure that they have an understanding of their systems, that they have monitoring, detection, all that kind of stuff in place. That's right. Yep. Monitoring a web shell execution. Yeah. I'm starting to remember this. Okay. All right. And we've got Iran-backed attack on water supply. Oh, that's right. Yep. Aliquippa Municipal Water Authority, located in Pittsburgh, experienced the cyber attack after one of its booster stations was hacked. Iranian-backed hackers claim responsibility. Monitors water pressure at the station. Monitors and regulates pressure for the Raccoon and Potter townships. There's no risk. They're saying there's no risk to the water supply. Okay, so I think what do you think, right? I'll talk about, you're going to talk about the SAP. I'm going to bring up the Klopp ransomware and SysAid, and talk about the hospitals rerouting patients from that ransomware attack. So the ransomware attacks are picking up. Okay. I'm not as confident with my portion of it this time. I think that you've got a lot of good material, which is great.
All right.
Something's holding me back. Oh, okay. That's right. I think we were talking about it from with the recent events from the SEC, right? It's not, that's what it is. It's no longer just kind of checking the box off. Right, it's making sure that that you're getting buy-in from other leaders within the company, that you're getting buy-in from the executive suite, that you're getting buy-in from the board of directors to not just say, okay, you're doing minimum requirements, right? That you're checking off the boxes, but that you got to do more now, right? That's what it is, that we've reached this threshold now that we've crossed, and we can't return from now, right? You can't just say anymore, you know, I've checked these off. Like, you have to go the extra mile now because of accountability. Okay. I think that's what it was that I had to piece together. How do you feel? Do you feel good?
Yeah, I feel good.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, as ready as I can be.
Red as rain. All right. Hey, welcome, dear viewers of Defenders Digest here at Onapsis. We're glad to have you back for this edition, November 2023. So JP and I are here to continue talking to you about all things ERP security. And in fact, it's going to be the last time for 2023. So happy holidays to everyone watching. Since this is the final episode, we want to make sure it's a good one. And I'm going to hand off to JP, where he's going to go ahead and talk about Patch Tuesday. JP.
Hey, Paul. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining. Happy holidays. I know we are on the last episode of the year, so we have a lot of content, and really wishing you all a great holiday season and staying safe, first and foremost. So as every month, we had Patch Tuesday. This one was relatively light. So we saw 6 new and updated SAP security notes, 2 hot news and 4 medium priority notes. SAP Business One had a lot of notes. Special attention is required if you are running SAP Business One, because there are improper access control vulnerability. There is one specifically that can lead to a significant impact both to confidentiality, integrity, and availability. Also, minor hot news updates for the node 3340576, which has a significant CVSS 9.8. It had some updates about the affected database version and some text updates. Also, hot news for Business One. As I said, a couple of these nodes require special attention. And also, there is one for Business One 10.0, SP2308, with a lower support package, are also affected by a vulnerability that is neither a hot fix or a workaround available for versions that are in lower SPs. So that's why it's very important to keep up to date with the upgrades and patches, not only for the traditional SAP NetWare-based solutions, Java, ABAP, S4HANA, ERP, but also with Business One, so we can get the appropriate updates for security vulnerabilities as we stay within the boundaries of what SAP supports. And with that, as I said, it was a relatively light Patch Tuesday. Back to you, Paul.
Thanks, JP. I'm going to go ahead and kind of go back to that in a moment, just the whole idea around vulnerability management and patching. Let's jump in a moment to CLOP ransomware and SysAid. So that has been making press a lot lately. I think we've had some comments in the press around that too. Essentially, what's happened is there's a very active advanced ransomware gang, and they're taking advantage of vulnerabilities like, in this case, SysAid. It's an IT support system that companies can use. they're using vulnerabilities within applications like this and in other applications as well to go ahead and gain entry into systems and then start deploying ransomware and then using that ransomware to go ahead and extort those companies for payment and whatever else that they're intending to do. Another problem that we're having with ransomware is it's being targeted anywhere, right? We've seen casinos, we've seen hotels, we've seen hospitals, we've seen utilities. These are opportunists. As you've probably seen in the news recently, that there's hospitals out on the East Coast in the United States that they are shutting down their emergency services because they've been attacked by ransomware. I think it's like 20 or 30 hospitals and over 200 healthcare centers spread across, I think, at least 6 states, and they've been hit by ransomware attacks. So as you can imagine, in healthcare, especially in hospitals, it not only impacts their systems, but it's impacting life-saving measures, especially for those people that are experiencing tragedies, heart attacks or something along those lines, and they need medical care immediately and to be diverted to other locations. This is real world impact. It's people's lives at risk. So instead of being able to go to a hospital that's nearby, they have to get diverted to a hospital that can be 20, 30 minutes, an hour away, and they could essentially be having their lives on the line because of these ransomware attacks. It's completely a horrible situation. Now, with that said, right, I want to go back to the comment about vulnerabilities and patch management and the whole program. As we've seen with the recent SEC events, I believe that we've crossed a line. We've crossed a boundary, a threshold, so to speak, that we can't come back from, and that's accountability. It's no longer now to say for a CISO or for a company's information technology organization to be able to say, hey, we're compliant against these audits. We can check the box. We're using these applications that other industry companies are using. To be able to say, you know what, we've had a breach, but it's okay, right? We've checked the box. We're doing what's industry appropriate. Now the SEC is holding everybody accountable and saying that's no longer enough. You have to make sure that as you continue to have a vulnerability patch management system, as you continue to have monitoring and detection in place, you also have to have that accountability. You have to have buy-in from other leaders within your organization. You have to have buy-in from your C-suite. You have to have buy-in from the board of directors, is what the SEC is saying. You have to go that extra mile. So now when you have these applications and you have these tools and all these things that check off the box in place, you have to go the extra mile now and you have to affect real change. So when you see a risk, when you see a vulnerability, it's no longer enough to say, oh, I can't bring it up because it's going to impact the business. You know what? Now this is the business, right? You need to make sure that these patches are being patched. When you're seeing vulnerabilities in your product, you have to escalate those. You have to make sure that the appropriate C-suite members know that you have the executive sponsorship and that you're driving these things to conclusion, where you're satisfying those controls at a much deeper level, at a much higher level. It is now more important because of that oversight, right? When you have these vulnerabilities, you have to take into consideration that there's a government organization that's holding you and your organization personally accountable. So by all means, please continue to make sure that you have a program in place that is monitoring, that is detecting, that you have a response, an incident response system in place, that it is effective, that you and your teams are in fact empowered to be able to respond and make actual change to the business to make sure that the whole business is now accountable, so that if anything happens in the future, right, you have an effective SDLC, you have an effective system in place where you have responsible owners, you have accountable owners. So please, as we wind down on 2023 and we step into 2024, revisit your policies, revisit your executive sponsorship, revisit your partners who can help you be accountable to make sure that you have systems and processes in place where you can take the data, show that things need to change and patches need to be implemented in order to stay more safe and more secure than you've ever been, because you do have organizations that are now executing that accountability in real business and personal ways. With that said, again, as a heads up, if you are enjoying this content, please be on the lookout for our January webinar, where we're going to be recapping our 2023 content and to also prepare you for 2024 and to better protect your ERP applications. JP, it's fantastic. I'm glad we started this out in 2023, and I'm glad that we're concluding it for 2023. I'm looking forward to 2024. Like JP said, happy holidays, stay safe, enjoy, and let's go out with a positive bang for the year. Thank you.
Thank you all, and have a great end of year.
Happy holidays. All right. Well, hopefully that that is good material. Hopefully Virginia likes it and doesn't kick it back and have us redo it again. Virginia, thank you for all the support again that you give us in putting all that material in there. It's just fantastic. I don't know what we would do without you.
Thank you. Thanks, Virginia, and the entire team. All right, I think that's a wrap. We'll stop the recording.